Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to live coverage of the championship game tonight of the 2010 Sockeye Classic here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Rob Land. I'm bringing the game to you live here as the stands are starting to fill up, and we're getting ready here in just about a minute for the opening tip-off for the championship game between the King Cove T-Jacks and the New Haven Malamutes in a rematch of last year's regional final won by the Malamutes, who then went on to represent the region in the state and did an outstanding job there. The T-Jacks are clapping. The Malamutes are jumping. They're getting ready to introduce the two lineups. Not sure what you can hear. We'll give you the roster for the King Cove T-Jacks. We'll run down the whole roster. Johnny Samuelson and Jordan Hamilton, senior co-captains. Cody Mack, Avery Samuelson, Mark Newton, Josiah Mack, Christian Christensen, Drayton Newman, Devin Mack, Dalton Utek, and Larry Bear. And for the Malamutes, coached by Bob Richnowski, Richard Weedman, Joseph Cusbrook, Ignati Cobb, Robert Clay, Tyler Enelon, Jeffrey Clay, Chad Enelon, Lyle Grindle, Matthew Enelon, William Clark, Gregory Trefon, and Matthew Ascook. Introductions being made. So far, we've had Drake Newman, Dalton Utek, Christian Christensen, Devin Mack, Larry Bear, and Josiah Mack introduced for the King Cove T-Jacks. Starting tonight for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, point guard, number 11. Number 13, Cody Mack. Number 20, Mark Newton, starting tonight. Also number 25, Avery Samuelson. And rounding out the starting five for your King Cove T-Jacks, number 44, Jordan Big J Hamilton at the post position. Head coach Ralph Lindquist in his third year in charge of the T-Jack boys team. And now for the New Haven Malamutes. And they introduce the substitutes, beginning with Richard Weedman, a sophomore wearing 00. Ignati Cobb wearing number 5, also a sophomore. I know we've given you these names again, but we'll go ahead and familiarize you with them a little bit more. Number 14, Chad Anilin. Chad, a junior. Number 15, Lyle Grindle, a freshman. Number 20, Matthew Anilin, also a freshman. Another freshman, number 21, William Clark. And rounding out the substitutes for the Malamutes, number 23, a sophomore, Gregory Trefon. The starting five for the New Haven Malamutes, number 3, a senior, Joseph Cosbrook. The other co-captain, a senior, number 10, Robert Clay, well known to those of you that have watched the Malamutes before. Number 11, sophomore Tyler Anilin. Number 13, younger brother of Robert, Jeffrey Clay, a junior. And the other co-captain, number 33, a senior, Matthew Ascook. And as we said earlier, Bob Richnowski is the head coach for New Haven. And we're going to have the Pledge of Allegiance now, so we'll just hold the phone out for you. Actually, we're going to have the Star Spangled Banner sung by a local young lady. All right, folks, there you have it. It's time to play ball in this championship game of the 2010 Sockeye Classic here at Bristol Bay High School Gym in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Rob Landon with you to bring you the live play-by-play. Thanks to Kells Hetherington and KSDP Radio for carrying the game. And we're glad to have you with us. A couple of shout-outs. First to Ginger Bear listening in King Cove, who wants to wish the best of luck to her brother Larry. Also to Fanny Joe Newton. We're going to have a special shout-out to the fans from the King Cove Rookies, who won 2 out of 3 games played here in the tournament. And we'll also have a special halftime interview with Manicotic girls head coach Whitney Christensen. Manicotic featuring just 5 girls on their team, and we'll have an interview with her during the halftime break. Both teams take the floor. Charged up atmosphere here. No band tonight, though. Johnny Samuelson to take the tip against Matthew Askoke. Whistle's blown. The ball is put up, and it's tipped over to number 3 for the Malamutes. That's Joseph Cosbrook. He gets it to Tyler and Elin. Long pass for Askoke. Robert Clay in the corner for looks underneath for his brother Jeffrey, and the ball hits the backboard. And Johnny Samuelson trying to run it down there, but he went out of bounds. Good hustle by Johnny. Tried to put the ball out of bounds off of Jeffrey Clay, but could not. Robert inbounds from over in the corner. Gets it to Tyler Nealon. And Nealon dribbles, takes a long 3-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound taken there by Nealon. He chased it down. Now the ball gets to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny going length of the court. Drives in. Gets hit hard there by Matthew Askoke, and that'll be his first foul. And I expect Johnny to go to the line for 2 unless they call this one a foul on the floor. Nope, they're lining up the lane there. First foul on Matthew. Oh, and now they give the foul to number 10, Robert Clay. Johnny at the line for 2 and makes the first one. The T-Jacks draw first blood here with 7:34 to play in the first quarter. 1-0. Johnny launches the second one. Nothing but net. 2 for 2 from the line for Johnny Samuelson. And the T-Jacks lead 2-0 with 7:30 to play. As Nealon brings the ball across the timeline on the right to Askoke. Down the corner, Robert Clay. His pass tipped away nicely there by Avery Samuelson, but it goes out of bounds right below us. Here in the first half, your T-Jacks are moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing black uniforms with gold trim. The Malamutes in white with blue. The ball goes top to Matthew Askoke, now to Robert Clay. He holds the ball high back to Askoke between the three-point line and the half-court circle. Clay puts it over here to Nealon. He dribbles, puts up a shot and good. A nice little 10-foot jumper there by Tyler Nealon. The game tied at 2. Johnny Samuelson brings the ball down quickly, fakes a jump shot, loses the ball now as he goes up, and it's recovered there by Joseph Cosbrook. He slows it down just across the timeline as Jordan Hamilton joins the fray. Nice pass underneath to Jeffrey Clay. And it's 4-2, Malamutes. Trying to get the frog out of my throat here. This is our last game of the road trip. Johnny Samuelson guarded closely by Nealon as he brings the ball across the half-court line. Bounce pass cross-court to Avery Samuelson on the left wing to Mark Newton. Mark takes it to the hole. Nice drive. No good. Ball put up. No good by Avery Samuelson. And a missed opportunity there for the T-Jacks as the ball is pulled down by Matthew Askoke. He hands it over to Tyler Nealon. He walks it across the Angel logo. Gets it left side to Cosbrook. Right to Askoke. Back to Nealon. To Robert Clay, left and deep on the left wing. Back to Nealon. To Clay. Back to Nealon as they play catch. Right side on the wing for Askoke. Back to Nealon. He's got Clay open for a 3. Left wing. Shot is up. No good off the rim. Long rebound out to Cosbrook. To Askoke. And now Nealon with a 3. No good off the back of the rim. And the ball is loose and run down by Jeffrey Clay. Jeffrey Clay to Askoke on the right wing. Back top to Nealon. He dribbles now 2-3 defense by the T-Jacks. He plays catch now with Cosbrook here on the left side, right wing to Askoke, back top to Nealon. Askoke down in the corner to Robert Clay. Askoke now launches a 3 from the right wing, and it's good. 7-2, New Halen leads. 5:30 to play first quarter. Johnny Samuelson with a spin move drives. Nice dish to Jordan Hamlin, and Jordan puts it up and in off the glass. Johnny breaks down the defense, and Jordan finishes for his first 2 points of the night, and it's 7-4, Malamutes. And Nealon walks the ball across the Angel logo again at half court. Passes right side to Askoke, right back to Nealon, looking down low. Here's a lob pass to Robert Clay. Nice pass. He goes up and puts it in on a nice reverse, despite good defense by Avery Samuelson, his first 2 of the game. 9-4, New Haven. Johnny with it across to Cody Mack. He touches the ball for the first time. Cross court pass to Mark Newton. Johnny takes it in now, lobs it for Cody. Open for a three. Cody's three. Oh, no good off the rim. Comes to Johnny outside the three-point line on the right. Arkey drives low, puts it up, no good. Jordan Hamilton grabs the rebound on the air ball by Johnny Samuelson, and he gets the hammer there from behind. Foul looks like it's going to be called on Joseph Cosbrook. First foul on Cosbrook. Second team foul for the Malamutes. Christensen checks in for Avery Samuelson with a 4:43 to play. Johnny Samuelson inbound underneath the T-Jacks basket. They run a stack right side of lane. His bounce pass is knocked away by Ascope, recovered by Mark Newton. He dribbles to the top of the circle. Lob pass down low for Christensen. And Cosbrook's going to pick up his second one as he put a nice body block on Christian under the basket there as he attempted to bring down that lob pass from Mark Newton. Nice look by Mark. Johnny inbound. The T-Jacks run the box off the inbounds play. Nice pass to Jordan Hamlin, and he puts it up and off the glass with the left hand. 9-6, Malamutes by 3. Nice move there by Jordan. Quick feet and nice work with the left hand to get that one up and over the defense. And here, Coach Ralph Lindquist standing up in front of his bench, and Tyler Nealon threw the ball right to him. Ralph wearing a black and gold T-Jacks hoodie. Looks nothing at all like a Malamutes jersey. Turnover to the T-Jacks, 4:19 to play. Johnny Samuelson drives right baseline. Stops, double team, kicks it to Cody Mack. Cody drives the lane, goes up, dishes for Jordan Hamilton. Off of Jordan's hand, he saved it into Mark Newton, or Christensen. Christensen gets it, lobs it for Jordan, and it's knocked out of bounds there by the Malamutes. T-Jacks ball into the basket, 4:05 to play. 9-6, New Haven with an early three-point lead. Stack on the left side for the T-Jacks. Johnny passes into Jordan Hamilton. Jordan off the glass, no good, and the rebound is corralled there by Nealon. Tyler will bring it up as the T-Jacks fall back into a 2-3 zone with 3:57 to go first quarter, 9-6, New Haven. And Nealon gets it right to Ascoke, back to Nealon, lobs it in front of us to Robert Clay. Robert with the lob cross-court to Ascoke for an open three, and he throws up an air ball, no good. And the Malamutes continue to Christensen touch the ball before it went out of bounds. I think they've got a point because that happened right in front of us. Nevertheless, the referee didn't see it that way. And it's inbounded by Johnny Samuelson to Christensen. Back to Samuelson, takes it across the half-court line, left side. Now he breaks right, goes into lane, loses control, and he goes up, splitting the defenders, lays it in. Robert Clay not happy with that call, or what is the call? The basket is good, and the foul is on Robert Clay, his second, team's fourth. Johnny going to the line for one charity toss, attempting to tie the game with 3:36 to play first quarter. He dribbles, launches it, nothing but net. 5 points of the game for Johnny Samuelson. We're all knotted at 9. Nice move by Johnny as he broke down the defense, split two defenders, laid it in, and converts the old-fashioned three-pointer. Ascoke now gets the ball right side to Nealon. Ascoke at the top. Robert Clay takes it near the Angel logo. Lob down low for Nealon. Nealon puts up a three from the right corner. Air ball rebounded by Christensen. He underhands it to Cody Mack. He nearly goes to the ground, and Cody brings it up with pressure from Robert Clay. He gets it to Mark Newton, number 20. Comes across the logo, hands it to Johnny Samuelson. He goes left lane, puts up a running one-hander. No good. The ball is loose, grabbed by Nealon, and nearly taken away, but he controls it and gets it off to Ascoke in the backcourt. 2:59 to go first quarter, and 2:58, Coach Bob Rusnowski of the New Haven Malamutes calls a 30-second timeout, breaking the action here. Game all knotted up at 9. Fast-paced game as we expected. Last year in the regional finals on the New Haven home floor, the Malamutes overcame a 20-point deficit to defeat the King Cove T-Jacks and move on to state, a defeat that's left a lot of bitter taste in the mouths of not just Coach Lindquist, but also the T-Jack players, and they're looking to get a small measure of revenge tonight, although this is the first of four and possibly five meetings on the season between these two squads, as they'll be meeting in various tournaments, and quite possibly could be the championship game of the region, but you don't want to assume anything this early. Back to live action, and Nealon brings it across after receiving the inbounds pass, gets it to Cosbrook. Robert Clay, long cross-court pass to Ascoke. He drives, puts off a 10-foot jumper, no good. Hamilton pulls down the rebound. He's fouled there by Robert Clay. I think that's Robert Clay. It's either him or Ascoke. Matthew Ascoke draws his first foul. Team's fifth, tied at 9, 2:43 to play, and we're going to get full-court pressure now from the Malamutes. Johnny Samuelson with the home run pass to Jordan. Jordan gets it, goes in, lays it up off the glass. No good. He goes hard to the ground. No call. The rebound pulled away there, and we've got an injury. Jeffrey Clay goes down. He gets up now. Jeffrey went down to the ground hard, to the floor hard underneath Jordan as he defended on Jordan's lay-in attempt. And Jeffrey's up, jogs down the court. Jordan gives him a handshake there, and they're back to action. And Elam brings it across the Angel logo at half court. Looks right for Ascoke right underneath us here on the left wing. Back to Elam, back to Ascoke. He puts it inside for Robert Clay. Up over Jordan Hamlin, no good. Good defense by Jordan as he rips down the rebound and hands it to Johnny Samuelson. 9-all, first quarter, 2:15 to go. Samuelson comes right wing, nice move. Open for a jump shot, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. He goes up, and he draws a foul, and that one's going to be on Elam. And Elam with his first, team sixth. And Jordan Hamilton's going to step to the line. Big number 44, two freebies here. Take a breather there. The bleachers are not packed here tonight, but pretty full and a very noisy crowd. Jordan sinks the first one. And he and Johnny Samuelson share a team-high 5 points. 10-9, T-Jacks take the lead. The rookies team sitting below the T-Jacks bench providing support and cheering. Jordan sinks the second one. He seems to have his game face on tonight. Hamilton with six. And the T-Jacks lead 11-9. Clock ticking down to 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball right side. A deep three by Nealon. No good. Christensen fighting for the ball. Gets it behind. A nice job. Whoa. He's got it between his legs to Samuelson, who's triple team. Johnny gets it to Jordan, who hands it to Johnny. Johnny racing up the court, weaving, breaking down the defense. Now he circles out by half court and slows it down as Jordan joins the offense down there in the lane. Mark Newton gets it, dishes to Jordan, looking for the cutter. Nice pass to Cody Mack, and he lays it in. Beautiful play off of the James offense. That's exactly what Coach Ralph Lindquist is looking from that offense. All five players above the foul line, looking to get the ball to Jordan to hit a backdoor cutter, and it worked to perfection that time as Cody Mack gets on the board with his first two, and the T-Jacks enjoy a four-point advantage with 1:20 to play first quarter. Nice dish down here now to number three, Cosbrook. He falls down and misses a shot. Long outlet by Hamlin into Cody Mack for the lay-in. Good! Call it cherry picking, call it what you will. We call it T-Jack basketball, and we're up by six. Having to call this game standing up, how can you sit down in a championship game between the two best teams in the region? Robert Clay with it outside, three-point launches a pass cross-court to Ascoke. Thanks, Mark Newton. Now Mark goes to the floor, hops back up. Now we have Jeffrey Clay right baseline, gets it off to Anilin, who drives in the lane, misses a shot, goes up again, no call, and good defense by the T-Jacks as all three players maintain straight-up position. Hamlin with the rebound, gets it off to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny looking for help there, right wing, gets it to Cody Mack, short on his long two-point attempt from the right baseline, and it's grabbed there by Anilin, and he walks it across the timeline. Under 30 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-9, T-Jacks with an early advantage here. It comes over here on the left wing to Ascoke. Back to Anilin. He lobs it in for Robert Clay. Kicks it out to Ascoke for a two. No good. And the rebound by Johnny Samuelson. 10 seconds to go. The T-Jacks will bring it up and try to get one shot. Johnny's probably going to take one-on-one. The clock ticking down five. Spin move. He goes up. Fakes. Goes up for an off-balance three. Oh, no good. Just short. Hit the front of the rim. The T-Jacks probably could have gotten a better shot there. But some nights, any shot that Johnny puts up is a good shot. So at the end of the first quarter, your King Cove T-Jacks, 15. The New Haven Malamutes, 9. Scoring in the first quarter, Johnny Samuelson with 5. Jordan Hamilton with 6. Cody Mack with 4 to round out the T-Jacks scoring. And for the Malamutes, Robert and Jeffrey Clay, 2 apiece. Tyler Anilin, 2. And a 3-pointer by Matthew Ascoke.